right, so we're still in the underbelly. And meet the media on Saturday, I got into conversation about Shakespeare, and you know, it's not often that new things are said about Shakespeare, but Shakespeare's Villains, which is on at the Space Venues, Venue 39 on the Royal Mile, which is from the Californian Shakespeare Ensemble, they're saying something very interesting, so I'm going to let them say it.
Oh yeah, well, the way I pitch the show is that it is an exploration of the ambiguity of villainy. You take three of Shakespeare's more ambiguous villains and sort of take them out of their plays and run their storylines, the most dramatic parts of their storylines. So we have Macbeth, the Macbeths, Tybalt, and Shylock. And we do their three arcs and explore kind of how villainy maybe isn't as cut and dry as people think it is. That there's a lot of gray area to be explored in talking about villainy and talking about evil and what motivates people to do things that are against even their own morals and make choices that kind of compromise their own humanity because of they're under great duress or reasons like, yeah, those kinds of reasons.
And at the risk of being overly nerdy about Shakespeare, which I absolutely am, when Shakespeare started writing, he wrote a little bit more direct villains. We've got Richard III. But as he kept writing, his characters got more and more complex, so his antagonists became people with their own needs and desires that, as we pull them out of their stories, they have their own little arcs. One of my favorite arcs in the play is Shylock's arc, which is really its own story. If you pull just Shylock's scenes out of the play, they stand on their own. They could be a one-act play on their own. And when you really look at them on their own, they become the protagonist. All of a sudden, Antonio, the Merchant of Venice, becomes the bad guy to Shylock. I thought that was really neat to be able to explore that and make that point that up, that there really is an ambiguity about what evil is, what a bad person is, and how somebody becomes somebody that everybody else agrees is a villain.
And I feel like Shylock even is, you know, this is a devout Jew who operates by the commandments and is doing something that is, you know, to take a pound of flesh from this guy is really against his own God, is against everything he believes in. And the interesting journey of that part is how to figure out how to get into the mindset of a guy who is in such denial about what he's doing, how he can convince himself that this is the right thing. And our merchant is sort of, or our Shylock version of the story is sort of set in the 50s, so we're coming right on the heels of the Holocaust, and I have my Shylock, my version of him, as a survivor, and survivor of the camps, and that all these horrendous things have already happened to this guy, and the amount of anger that builds up around anti-Semitism and around people who shit on him for basically what he is, what he just happens to have been, the way he happens to have been born. And this is just, this one thing is the straw that broke the camel's back. With that.
All right, so most interviews begin by introducing who is actually being interviewed. But we're going to finish this one by introducing who is being, so say hi.
Yeah. So I'm Brian Ellerding, I'm the director. I also play Antonio, the rival of Shylock.
And I'm Jeremy Radin, and I play Shylock and Benvolio in the Tybalt story. Brian also plays Mercutio.
All right, so guys, we like to finish these interviews by asking, what should people go and see after they have seen Shakespeare's Villains? That's at the Space on the Royal Mile. What should they see afterwards?
There's a great noir puppet show called Casting the Runes. It's a noir, I mean, that should be enough of a pitch on its own, noir puppet.
Very cool. I saw a show called Grow, which is basically you're watching a therapy session. It's wonderfully uncomfortable. It feels like you're looking through a keyhole and you're not supposed to be in that space. But it gives you a glimpse into like the therapy process, and it's pretty heartbreaking.
Beautiful, guys. Thank you very much for talking to Fringe with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.